This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
Also host of the Takeout on CBS News 24/7, it is Major Garrett who joins us every 10:30 or every Thursday at 10:30 or just after here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We are joined by Major right now. How's it going, our friend?
It's great. Good to see you. I mean, not good to see you, but good to hear you. And I understand you're at a country club having grapes peeled for you and lattes yes. served up every half hour, stuff like that.
Yeah, yes. How'd you know? Isn't that what you normally get at the CBS HQ?
We were trying to run into you, Major, and we thought, where would Major be? Probably a country club.
Yeah, I'm a real country club type, no doubt.
Well, Major, how about this? We are halfway to Columbia, you know, where you went to college. So
yes.
if you wanted to visit your old school, you could stop by here at the Whitmore
excellent,
Country Club.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, I hope it's a wonderful day for you both.
Oh, it's beautiful. 65 degrees, couldn't
beautiful.
Be better. So, Major, today RFK Jr. testifying before a Senate panel about vaccine policy and the changes there and the CDC stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. Well, what do we know today?
So the main reason he came to appear was to talk about the president's Make America Healthy agenda, but quickly senators got him on vaccines because of the turmoil at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Susan Monterez, who was nominated by the president, backed by RFK Jr., confirmed by the Senate, sworn in on July 31st by RFK Jr., was fired within less than a month because of a dispute over the direction of vaccine policy. And she has an op-ed, Dr. Susan Monterez, in the Wall Street Journal this morning that basically says, because I wouldn't buckle under and I demanded scientific evaluation of everything we were going to do in the vaccine space, I was sacked. And now children in America are going to get, and their parents, confusing, mildly, or maybe even worse, dangerous misinformation, she said, her words not mine, about vaccines. And RFK Jr. defended his action, said that some of the statements in the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal are lies. But even Republicans, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, I just saw Senator Barrasso, Tom Barrasso from Wyoming, John Barrasso from Wyoming, say they're concerned about the direction of statements from HHS and CDC under RFK Jr.'s leadership about vaccines. And this is now spilling over into states. Florida yesterday announced it's going to ban all vaccine mandates, even for vaccines for children, MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, smallpox. And this creates a new dimension for parents, for children, for school teachers, because if you take away those vaccines, you are going to, health experts say, increase the likelihood of diseases this country thought it had largely, if not completely, eradicated. And so this is, I think, a new pressure point for the Make America Healthy agenda, because a lot of other things, food dyes, seed oils, chemicals in food, which I think have broad bipartisan support or broad bipartisan curiosity and skepticism about, are getting washed away because of this anti-vaccine initiative that RFK Jr. seems to be not only comfortable with, but accelerating.
Major, where do you see this country in 5 or 10 years when it comes to these talks about healthcare or vaccines? Because obviously we've swung so far in this direction with RFK and banning vaccine mandates in Florida. We have the COVID vaccine that, I mean, for a lot of times during the COVID pandemic, absolutely there were errors, and I would say misleading errors in messaging, right? Whether the Surgeon General said you should wear masks or not wear masks.
Right,
Operation
right.
Warp Speed was Trump's, but then somehow now, you know, a lot of the Trump contingent doesn't like the vaccine. There were shutting down businesses, but then, you know, protests and marches for the George Floyd were allowed. And so people got bitter
yes,
and resentful.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you fix that? Because I can see why people were frustrated, but it swung far the other way.
Right. So I think you've described it perfectly, Amy. There was frustration and people felt that they had lost any sense of control, that there was a deference, possibly a misplaced deference to experts and expertise. And then they began to wonder, was there a political agenda behind it? And there were evidentiary trails that suggested in some cases there were. And so they listen to and they appreciate hearing RFK Jr. saying, I'm going to take all the politics out of science. And yet he fired everyone on a vaccine advisory panel, replaced them with anti-vaxxers. So that just looks like a different kind of politics masquerading as pure science or gold standard science. So there does seem to be this pendulum swing in the other direction, because people had such, not everyone, but a certainly sizable portion of our country had a negative reaction to what came their way and what was either mandated or close to mandated during COVID. And the swing in the other direction, like I said, is spilling over. I mean, there was not a conversation in our country pre-COVID at all about eliminating vaccine mandates for standardized, long-accepted childhood vaccinations in any school district in our country, let alone an entire state. Now there is. And I think that pendulum swing, which started with skepticism, then sort of morphed into hostility, has now moved into a kind of blanket dismissal of things that we know we have mounds of data that show work. And we're like, no, let's wipe that away too. I mean, Florida is an enormously large state. And what Florida does about vaccines will radiate to other red states. I guarantee you. Don't be surprised if in Missouri, someone in the legislature starts saying, why don't we do what Florida did? Why don't
we get rid of mandates?
You know?
Yeah, I'll be more surprised if it doesn't happen here.
Precisely. And so these pendulum swings matter in politics because they influence policy. And they influence the way people think about things. And I know as a parent, when I was raising my three kids, I was very glad that we had these vaccine mandates for things that we knew worked, because they maintained a core level of safety for all children, because there are enough things that kids get, ear infections and all sorts of other things, that you can't control. But if you can control these big, scary things, chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis, things like that, you want to have those baseline protections there. And if suddenly states start saying, you know what, let's just play roulette with that, well, that creates all sorts of uncertainties where we don't need those uncertainties. To be skeptical of and unhappy with a COVID is one thing. To take that skepticism and hostility to things that we know work and have worked feels like, and based on the conversation, even from Republicans with RFK Jr. today in the Senate Finance Committee, indicated there's some misgivings about the direction all of this is taking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Major, meanwhile, the National Guard has been in D.C. for weeks now. The president has said he's going to send them to Chicago next, maybe next week, early next week. The D.C. has sued the Trump administration over this. There's a story in CNN that morale is low among National Guard troops because they don't really know what they're doing there. So what's going to happen here moving forward? Because it looks like it will expand to other cities beyond Chicago.
It's interesting. The president has been in a lot of different rhetorical spots on this just this week. So on Tuesday, he was pretty aggressive about sending the National Guard to Chicago. Then yesterday, he said, you know what, I think I may send them to New Orleans. Why? Because the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, longtime Trumpist, has said he's open to it. And the president said, his words, not mine, that he was rethinking Chicago. Because the simple truth is this. He has latitude in Washington, D.C. because it's a federal district. He does not have legal latitude in any state in this union to send in the National Guard absent something he can assert is a crisis. Like in Los Angeles, he said there was some threat to a federal building. That gave him at least a fig leaf of legitimacy. Federal courts have said that fig leaf didn't actually exist, but at least gave it in the moment. There is no way that a president can say, you know what, I don't like the crime in City X, and therefore I'm going to federalize the National Guard and send them in. There is no legal authority to do that. And that's abundantly clear. There's latitude in the District of Columbia because it is a federal district. It's not a state. There is a melding of district power and federal power in the nation's capital. That melding doesn't exist anywhere else. But in Louisiana, if the Republican governor says, I'd like the National Guard to come here, I would be open to that, then there are fewer legal hurdles to get over. So yesterday, just yesterday afternoon, the president, I'm kind of rethinking Chicago. So I don't know what's going to happen in Chicago or Baltimore or some of these other places he's name-checked. But New Orleans, if the governor of Louisiana has his way, it may happen there next. There are two issues here. What are the legal limits of a president? And what does this country do and think about crime control generally? Historically, we have left that up to states and municipalities. The president said earlier this week, no president's done what I've done before on this. Well, yeah, there's a reason for that. You don't have the legal right to do it. And guess what, Mr. President? You don't want to become the mayor of every big city in this country. You know why? Because it's a hard job, and you're the president of the United States, a big enough job already.
Major, speaking of governors and political trends, what do you make of Gavin Newsom kind of Trumpifying the way he tweets and speaks to the media? I'm looking at his Twitter feed now. There's him like AI as George Washington or shirtless with a bear. There's him holding a at baby Trump and putting a baby Trump in jail. It's very, I mean, I had to make sure this was actually Gavin Newsom's account, but he's kind of playing that Trumpian game of hurling mud at the other side. So what do you make of that?
So it's been an interesting transformation, and it's all occurred in the space of less than 6 months. It was only 4 months ago that Gavin Newsom, the Democratic governor of California, was booking on his podcast every right-wing figure he could, Steve Bannon and the like, to try to get to know them better. And he decided that there was very limited political utility in doing that. Maybe it was just a gesture. Maybe it was an effort to say, I want to hear more. And then he took the hard turn back to the left, where he always has been. But this most recent endeavor is to try to do something that Democrats to this point had never done, which is, I'm not going to either dismiss or say how outrageous Trump is, or say how stupid he is, or how caustic he is, or toxic. I'm going to mimic Trump, occupy the same space, so that becomes my way of satirizing the president. That becomes my way of trolling him instead of constantly feeling, as Democrats have in the entire Trump era, trolled only by Trump. And all of their reaction to it falling on deaf ears. Gavin Newsom has decided the way to operate in the Trump space is to mimic Trumpian social media content to a T. And he's done, I would say, because it's an easy thing to mock. It's so simple. It's kind of elementary possibly in its presentation. Be as simple and as elementary as Trump in order to say that space is no longer original. Anyone can do it, and I can do it just as well as he can, or just as poorly, depending on your point of view. And it has been the only thing, I think, in the social media space that's come from any Democrat that has had any long-term stickiness to it, meaning people keep talking about it. One post can last for 2 or 3 days. Only Trump was able to do that for the longest time. Now Gavin Newsom is starting to get in that game.
Major Garrett, we appreciate you very much. We can't wait to see you, and we assume you're on the way to Whitmore.
I'll be delivering your latte shortly.
Oh, you know what?
Thank you.
It's about time you brought us something. After everything we've done for you.
After everything you've done for me, no doubt. No doubt. Right. I get the list every week.
Major Garrett, you're the best. Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. Watch his show, The Takeouts, CBS News 24/7. You can also listen to it as a podcast as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.